It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This week, a state senator from Indiana, Pennsylvania, has been making his case to arm teachers as part of an effort to prevent mass school shootings and stabbings. His proposal would allow Pennsylvania school districts to permit their staff to carry firearms in school buildings and on the grounds. Opponents of the idea say it is the police who should be handling guns, not teachers. I'm joined now by phone from Indiana, Pennsylvania, by State Senator Don White. Senator White, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
Also with us is Shira Goodman, Executive Director of Ceasefire Pennsylvania. She joins us by phone from Philadelphia. Shira Goodman, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
And we welcome your comments and questions. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm, on Twitter at esspgh, hashtag EPLive. Senator Don White, your proposal received a hearing Tuesday before the Senate Education Committee. What prompted you to propose the idea of arming teachers?
Well, last spring, the Franklin Regional School District is in my senatorial district. And I, along with Governor Corbett, visited the crime scene that afternoon that was preserved, listened to the briefing from the FBI and all the local EMT officials and school officials, and it was pretty gruesome. And on the way home, you know, all that damage, 21 stabbings, occurred in a matter of less than 5 minutes. The police response, which was only 2.5 blocks away, they were there in 2.5 minutes. They had two armed security people on staff there that day. And so as I'm driving home, and I sat and thought about the schools that I represent in very rural areas, if something like that would occur, and I have to assume for some deranged person, they could be potentially targets, I thought that this situation where I have a state police barracks that is located south of Indiana Borough, these schools are all in the northern part of the county, the normal response time, if assuming they didn't have somebody in patrol in the area, would be roughly 25 to 35 minutes, even at their high rate of speed. I think it would take them that long on these country roads to get to the situation. And coincidentally, within 2 days, because of that incident, a teacher at Indiana Area School District came to me, along with 7 or 8 other fellow teachers, and made this proposal that he felt it was something that was needed. He also felt that, look, if this would occur, I want to do something to protect myself and my children other than cower in a corner in a closet and lock a door or throw myself in front of bullets. I think I have that right to protect myself and my school. And it's a tough argument to argue against. If I had proposed a bill like this 20 years ago, they would have put me in a loony farm. And I understand that, but times have changed. And these people, these teachers, feel that they are a target, and they are truly the first responders. And I think that this is a May bill. In other words, there's 500 school districts, they may all turn it down, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. But at least they have a choice, and it's about local control. And for some of the, I know the response I've got, some of the local rural schools are very much interested.
The police chief of Susquehanna Township, which borders Harrisburg, does not oppose your measure, but here is a quote from Chief Robert Martin. "We take a lot of time and a lot of effort, and it's ongoing in the training of our law enforcement officers to meet those legal, physical, and mental thresholds to use deadly force. And you would want to be sure that the staff members or teachers that are armed are up to that commitment," end quote. So the question here then, Senator, becomes how do you do that? How do you train teachers, some of whom, or in the case of teachers, would have varying degrees of proficiency in terms of handling a gun? How do you train them to do what the police take years, in some cases, to learn to do properly?
First of all, the main testifier, Mr. Mark Zelinkas, who was the math teacher over at Indiana High School, on his own, went out and took a course out in the state of Ohio, which, by the way, has 30 school districts that currently have a form of this bill in place right now. Anyhow, he attended a course that is directed solely to police officers and to management people and teachers in school districts. It was intensive training with all kinds of different scenarios throughout the three-day course. They had he paid $1,250 for that himself out of his own pocket, and he felt that it was in very intensive training. He's very familiar with firearms, and there were a lot of people that went to that with the same understanding and reasoning that he did, who, when it came down to these scenarios, were so lifelike that the teachers couldn't adapt, and they said they withdrew from the course. This is not for everybody. I understand that totally. But at the same time, I think these teachers in these, our schools are, I don't care how much you pat them down, I don't care how much inner controls you think you have, if somebody wants to make a school a target, they'll find a way. And these people are, let's face it, deranged. And they want their 15 minutes of glory. And if nothing else, if the thought that somebody in that school could be armed, it might be a deterrent to some nutcase. And I find this reasonable, and I think it should be an option out there. And whether or not any of the school districts want to participate, that's up to them. But that's the way I think it should be. And in this day and age, I don't think there should be a lot of tools in the toolbox, and this is just one of them.
Well, certainly there's been a lot of attention paid to your proposal, Senator White. It also raises a number of other questions, which sure. I'll try to get to. But I wanted to bring Shira Goodman into the conversation. There certainly have been some state-level examinations of school safety that have cited against the idea of arming teachers. Shira, Ceasefire Pennsylvania is against this idea. What is your take on it?
Well, first, I want to say that I do appreciate that Senator White has drafted his bill as a May bill and has acknowledged, you know, very clearly that different school districts will find that different things are right or wrong for them. And I appreciate this because I think this issue of how we keep our schools safe is very much a local issue that the school districts and the teachers and the parents and the local police need to be involved in. We would say, you know, the joint task force that looked at school safety did not come out in favor of arming teachers, although more money certainly has been put into the idea of if school districts want more armed personnel, such as retired police officers, school resource officers. We think there are other measures that might keep students safer. As the senator mentioned, there's a broad toolkit. We are concerned that this hearing kind of happened, it seems, very quickly in the waning days of the session, and we think that this should be a much broader conversation with lots of teachers, lots of law enforcement, the teachers' union, parents coming together and talking about this and finding ways to solve this. We think, you know, certainly these are the kinds of issues that our legislature should be looking at, but we really want a full and fair debate. And we think that there are other things that we could do to keep people safer and our students safer, including looking at access to guns generally. Can we expand background checks? How can we keep guns out of the hands of the seriously mentally ill and people with criminal records? How can we take other steps with our mental health laws that give people care they need and keep them from committing such incidences? So we really also want our legislators looking at those issues.
And what about Senator White's contention that in rural areas, police are up to half an hour or more away? So if it's going to take a long time for the police to be able to respond and there are no armed personnel, whether it is teachers or security officers, retired police officers, whatever it may be, that you've got a situation that can become worse if there isn't somebody able to respond in a reasonable amount of time?
Well, I think that's a valid concern, and I think in those areas that we really need to be talking to the experts of, is the best answer there arming teachers, or is there something else we can do within, obviously, understanding that there are tough economic times and our schools are suffering? Is there something we can do short of arming teachers? Like the senator said, you know, he said that some teachers just are not going to be able to take on this responsibility. They're not going to be able to, if confronted at that point, use a gun, be able to react. You know, we know, as you said, that police have lots and lots of training. So what do you do if there's not a teacher who feels they can do that? What if a teacher can't pass the training? What does the training entail? Where are those guns kept? Are they locked in a room? How do you prevent the kids from getting access to them? And how do you prevent somebody now coming in and finding that gun? So I think that rural areas and the issue of the distance from police is something that we have to look at for those schools to protect those school personnel and those kids. I'm just not certain that this is the right answer, but I do think that, these districts should be talking about it, and I commend the senator again for making this an issue that should be decided at the local level.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer on 90.5 WESA. We are talking about a proposal from a state senator from Indiana, Pennsylvania, Senator Don White, who is proposing the idea of allowing school districts to arm their teachers, to allow their staff to carry firearms in school buildings and on the grounds in an effort to prevent mass school shootings and stabbings. We're taking your comments at our email address, which is ESSPGH@WESA.FM, also on Twitter at ESSPGH, hashtag EPLive. Let's go to some of the Twitter comments we've received. From Daryl, we have this. I'm not thrilled about arming teachers, but our school district is pretty remote in Beaver County, so I definitely think the senator's idea has merit. Nancy on Twitter asks, why is this being proposed in spite of overwhelming evidence that it is bad for our schools? And before I'll get to the next comment, I'll follow up with a question that kind of goes with what or dovetails with what Nancy is asking, and that is that recent state level examinations of school safety have sided against arming teachers, and that there is a report from a House Select Committee for School Safety that said that testimony from state agencies, law enforcement, education groups, and district attorneys led it to recommend that only school police officers or security officers be armed on school property. So, Senator White, I would ask, would that be a better approach to maybe add more law enforcement officials rather than allow teachers to carry firearms?
I think it could be. It's one of the parts of the package that I think needs to be considered, but I think also there should be a choice. I mean, there's an economic value here that we have to talk, and Ms. Goodman already highlighted it. I mean, there's a cost factor, and a lot of the schools I'm talking about have multiple facilities, not just one. They don't have everything from K through 12 in one building, and so just how do you approach it? Do you put a police officer in that situation in every building, what cost is involved in that? And let's not forget, this is a volunteer program, volunteer. We're not going to go out and just try to herd a bunch of teachers into a room, give them a little sales talk, and have them walk out and get in line to sign up. That's not the way it's going to work. These are teachers that have expressed their concerns, and I think it needs to be addressed. And also, in response to Ms. Goodman's question, this is not on a fast track at all. This has been sitting in my draft room in Harrisburg for better part of 2 months. The chairman decided to go ahead and air it out. Let's get it out there and discuss. And this kind of dialogue is what I want. I want this kind of interaction and have schools. I'll travel anywhere to discuss the issue with anybody that wants to discuss it. It might not be, it certainly not might not be an option for the urban schools. They have very professional police forces that could react within minutes. That's fine. But as this devastation in Franklin Regional told me, if that boy, he was armed with two butcher knives that he got out of his kitchen, if he'd been armed with an assault weapon, even with a two-and-a-half-minute response, this was during the peak time when kids were in the halls. Imagine the catastrophic damage he could have done in a matter of minutes. And these teachers are very passionate about their students and their own lives, and they want some options. I don't think you're going to have any. We're not looking for John Wayne wannabes here. This is people that are really dedicated to their profession and to the protection of themselves and their kids. They love their kids. and they would want to be there. They are, whether we like it or not, the first responders. And it's a situation that's that terrifies me each and every day. I mean, of all the schools, of the 23 schools I represent, Franklin Regional was the least one that I thought would be subjected to something like this.
Well, let me.
Can I just respond?
Go ahead.
I have to share the senator's horror with what happened at Franklin Regional, and again, his relief that you know it was not so much worse. And he's absolutely right. I would point out that I share his belief that these teachers care deeply for their students and want the ability to protect them. I will point out that we've recently seen across the country in Utah, a teacher was concealed carrying a weapon. A discharge while she was in the bathroom, injuring her. The second day of classes in Idaho under a new campus carry-on campus policy, a professor's gun discharged in the middle of his lecture, shot him in the foot. So I truly believe that these teachers want to protect their students and protect their communities, but I think it can be adding a serious level of danger that we have to make sure that if schools are going to take up this proposal, that we make sure that we're accounting for all of that. And I think it needs a full and fair vetting. To make sure that we're not making our kids more endangering them.
And I agree.
We have a Twitter comment from Brian who says that considering that current Pennsylvania conceal and carry laws require no training to obtain, I think it's flawed. That certainly goes along with some of the points you're raising here, Shara. Another question, though, that comes to mind is in the case of the Franklin Regional incident, you had a student armed with a knife, but what if that student is armed with a gun? How does a teacher carrying a concealed weapon get that gun out in time to confront an individual who's carrying a gun? Basically, it comes down to who gets the drop on whom. And in this case, if the student's carrying the gun, it might be a difficult situation. Or if he doesn't have a gun and a teacher does, what is the possibility that assuming that the teacher isn't necessarily standing there with the gun in a holster, that the gun is somewhere else in the classroom, what is the danger that a student can get a hold of that teacher's gun?
Well, I think remaining anonymous is very important to this whole process. And I've had several criminology department people who've called me and endorsed this, but emphasize that this is not something where everybody in school knows which teacher is armed or which administrator is armed. There has to be some anonymity to it, and I think that's one of the things that is important. And also,
I guess the question I'm asking here is that by introducing more guns into the equation, does that increase the chances of a violent incident occurring?
There are, you know, some of the objections been made to me already are about the liability issues, which Ms. Goodman already touched on. There are a lot of liability issues. This is something I don't think is going to come in front of a school board, and they're going to sit there and have some local input one night and pass it. This is out there to be torn apart and reconstructed and encourage debate, encourage parents and everybody in the community to be involved. And it's, once again, it's a May bill. It's an option. And I think that any school that would institute this would certainly go through a very, very strong process before implementing anything that would be similar to what my bill is. And my bill is a work in progress. There's a lot more that needs to be added to it, maybe something subtracted. And maybe the qualities of these teachers, everything from psychological exams to these different scenarios, making sure that these courses, not just a three-day wonder course and be finished with it, this should call for retraining every year. And the proponents of this, the teachers that came to me, said exactly that. They don't want people that aren't strongly familiar with armed weapons, that have no experience. I think the passion of the people that are asking me these questions is going to come through, and I think it's going to be, once again, we elect our public school officials. The school boards are there to handle local issues, and we all emphasize local control. And there might not be one of the 500 school districts that implement this, and that'd be fine by me. That's fine. That's the path they choose to go. But I think there will be some people that do consider it, and especially these vulnerable rural schools.
We've been joined by Indiana, Pennsylvania State Senator Don White, also with us by phone from Philadelphia, Shira Goodman, Executive Director of Ceasefire Pennsylvania. It's been an enlightening discussion. Thanks to you both for participating.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it.
Coming up, we'll hear why the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection fined Range Resources over $4 million. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.